Om Shanti. All of us know that we are aware of that word, call of time. Call of time. So what's mean by call of time? It's like time is calling us, or yeah, time want to say something to us, or time is saying to us to be in awareness of time. We have to remain in awareness of time, that what's time is going on. That's the call of time, I think. So today's topic is call of love. So what's mean by call of love? It's like someone is calling us by love, or love is itself calling us. So love is as critical for our mind and body as oxygen. Okay, it is not negotiable or not transferable. We cannot transfer love. Okay, the more connected you are, the more healthier you will be by mind and emotions, by body and emotions. And the less connected you are, the more weak you feel. So the most important cause of the depression in the all over world, if you see the most common sources of the depression, is the person is not feeling loved by others. Love is probably the best antidepressant, because one of the most common source of the depression is people, they are not feeling loved by others. Most depressed people don't love themselves, and they have that feeling that no one else is loving them. They are also very self-focused, making them less attractive to others and depriving them of opportunities to learn the skill of love. So love can be painful, love can be sad, but more than anything, love should bring happiness. When we love someone, whether you make them sad, whether you make them cry, or either you hurt them, but true love never be able to be replaced. Love is sacrifice. Being in love gives a sense of completeness, makes one feel as nothing else is required in the life for survive. Sometimes being in love can act as a stepping stone, it acts as a window, or it acts as a door into a world you never knew was out there. It can give a new outlook to our life. It gives a new way to see our life. So what to do for the spiritual growth? To get spiritual growth, that one must follow steps to go by love, discipline, responsibilities, pain and problem. Spiritual growth is not achieved easily. A person must learn to love himself, and to love to achieve love. Love is not possessiveness. People look like love as a possession that has to be acquired and preserved. People often talk about love, but most of us don't know what's the true meaning of the love. To expect that others ought to provide it to us so that our life is filled with love is the biggest fallacy, which is cause of much unhappiness. It is not like any other material things which to be demanded from others. Even if someone loves us, it's not easy for us to feel that love, because it depends on our inner quality. If our inner soul is filled with the love, then only we can feel that love from others. Love is feeling of well-being and of good emotions. It is an activity that keeps us in good spirit. Let us engage and create feeling of love by making self capable through appropriate changes in our behavior, in our life, in our dealing with others. There is no other way to love and be loved. The physical intimacy devoid of good feelings is not love but lust. People often fail to conceive love as pious in essence. While dealing with others, we have to always take care of our dealing, that our dealing should give them happiness, our dealing should give them joy. We have to appreciate their success and to be grateful for help received from them. All these activities are to express love. The benefit of giving love to others is that it appeals to our heart and makes us connected to others, provides stability and security, removes fears, and gives a feeling of being good towards other people. Many times, you know, when person say that we can't feel the love, but if some person is filled with anger, if he is filled with the ego, if he is filled with all these selfish tendencies, how we can feel the love from others? Everyone feels impact of love in their life. When you think good of other person, you are in the same wavelength as your inner self, as in your soul stage, which makes you feel light and joyful. Such feeling is love. It is not easy for a person to love someone, as it takes time to understand and then develop liking of that person. It very rarely happens in the world also that we say love in first sight. It very rarely happens that we start to love someone in our first sight. The advantages of giving love to the other person are essentially to fulfill our inner need and to generate happiness. If we demand love from other person, we may not be able to feel it when our inner condition is filled with negative feelings. Love is an activity of thinking good about others, doing all that can be done to make others feel good and acting in a manner that other person feels comfortable. It is not something to be demanded, as it cannot be preserved and we cannot take it or feel it unless we make ourselves capable for it. Love is a divine energy. We all come to know, we already heard many times, we already know that many people call the love is God or God is love. It appears so abstract in the first instance, but more we tend to think of God will make us to love God and will make others creations and all other creations of God. It is like energy flowing within us all the times, derived from the ultimate that thinks positive and helps in inner purification. Along with our material existence, somewhere we are also connected with that divine energy all the time, but that energy is dormant. Logically, this divine energy, which is nothing but love, brings us close to ultimate, brings us close to God. We all know that, we all feel that all of us have that divine energy within us, but that energy is hidden, untapped or misdirected. Great saints have worked on human beings from time to time by developing intense feeling of love and concern for others. This has helped them to achieve higher level of spiritual growth and closeness with God. The true meaning of love is inner purification of soul. This is the real purpose of love. So, one of the greatest indication that someone loves us. So what of that indication? How we come to know that someone loves us? He likes us. How we come to know? Vibration and caring. Yeah, is that they always give us the feeling that we are always on their mind. They check us time to time on regular basis. They check with us that what we are doing and how our life is going on. Love is greater than faith and hope, because love is eternal, while faith and hope are temporal. Love is the appropriate response to God's love and grace. Love is the lubricant which works in our relation, in our with another person, and it reduces the friction. Love makes our service more profitable to others and for us also. So there is one word, shofar. Shofar, it means, is a Judaism word. It means the king of the universe or the lord of the universe. The call of the shofars remind us that the king of the universe loves us. He is thinking about us and care about our life. He is judging us because he loves us. Like a mother who judges her child to make sure that they are on the track for living a quality life. Love is a one kind of energy. God says to us, come, talk to me, be honest with me, be honest with yourself. I want to know how you really feel. It is okay to feel whatever you feel. I love you. I can handle it. Just come and be honest with me and talk to me. We can work things out and build a better, stronger and a closer relationship. It is so important to me. You are also so important to me. Now there are few things which I think that really needed for a true love. So what the things will be for the true love? Yeah, so first one is honesty, and another one? Faith and honesty, trust, that all come in the virtues. So unconditional love should be always unconditional. And next one will be forgive and forget. And the most important, I think, the after honesty, less expectations. So how to show our love? How a person shows our love? How we can show our love? Smiling. And always available. And so I think there are three types how we can show our love: by words, give compliments, be encouraging, ask for advice. If someone asks for our advice also, it's like he loves us, he respects us, and thank liberally. So a good way to show someone that you value them about pretty much everyone else is to open up and share your feelings. This does not just mean your secrets necessarily. Opening up to a friend or partner shows your trust and confidence in them. It makes them feel like they are in the platinum tire of your relationship. Of course, only take someone into your confidence if you feel comfortable. There are other ways to show love if you are not ready for this step. So what would be other steps? How we can show our love? Help them, yeah. Showing love through their daily behavior. Be a good listener. Make room in your life. Giving time. And the third one is showing love through special gesture. Giving gifts. Do a good deed. Plan time together. That's also one kind of love. So healthy relationship requires more than pure emotions or lofty passions. We will come on that. We understand that there are things more important in our lives and our relationship than simply being in love. And the success of our relationship hinges on this deeper and more important value. So how Baba shows our love, his love to us for his children? Every day he teaches and sometimes he's showing his eyes, okay, his big eyes. Yeah, forgiving us for our mistakes. So how Baba showing his love for his children? First he's teaching, every day he's teaching us, giving us Srimad. Always available, always, yeah, he's always saying us sweet children. Forgiving us for all our mistakes, blunders, lapses. Even after leaving him, if someone comes back, he accepts us again without any condition. He always sees our virtues. Innocent Lord, he is so innocent, no? We give him very little, very meager, very limited. But against that, he gives us unlimited, abundant. His love is same for all the children. His love never changes, never reduces. So what the difference between the worldly love and the spiritual love? The first is... Yeah, we are a number wise, no? But his love is not number wise, no? His love for all the children is the same. So what are the differences between the worldly love and spiritual love? So, love is blind there. Love is awakening here. Second one, love teaches to demand there. Love teaches to give everyone here. Third one is love needs to maintain there. And love is natural here. Fourth one is love is to loss of the world from one there. Love is to join the world here to one. Next one, love is conditional there, and here love is unconditional. Love is the last step there. Love is the first step over here. Love is in demand for sometimes there. Love is infinity over here. Love ends where? There in the world. Love ends when one lost. Love never ends here. Love may create jealous there, but here love always creates love, love and love. In love, there in the worldly love, we lose property by spending everything behind one. Here in love, we gain and gain, not only for this birth, for next 21 births also. The next one is when we fall in love with one, we need to maintain different relationship with everyone there. When we fall in love here, we find and experience our relationship in only with one. So, I made that, what's the meaning of love? So, L-O-V-E. So, first, love is loyal. There should be always loyalty in the love. And O, L-O. O means openness. As the sister Manjuben was saying that people sometimes feel they're jealous, no? And they ask many questions to us. Where are you going? What are you doing? So, that things won't come in the openness. Because love is always free. If someone loves to someone, it didn't mean that they will keep them in the any kind of bondages. No, love is always free. If someone belongs to you, he automatically will come to you only. When we in our home, our moms always saying us, where are you going? They always concern, our parents always concern about us. So that is not love. That is one kind of bondage. Sometimes the children feels, and because of that. Yeah, but if you ask all the time to a person, if he's become mature, and after that also, if you ask him that where he's going, what he's doing all the time, so that creates bondage, and because of that also, many times people get spoiled. Suspiciousness, yeah, he's being suspicious, oh, all the time people are asking, you know, what are you doing, and why you're going here, and why you're going there. So that time I feel those people are not really loving us, it's like a bondage. These things are create the bondage. So love is always open, no bondage. And the for L-O-V, V means wiseless. If we have love in our life, all the other virtues automatically start to come in our life. And the E means emulate, become like him. To person with whom we love, we have to try to become like him. In world also, if they have some couples are there. If the couple, someone, if wife is very fair, if very... fair skin or and the husband is very dark, then people are saying no, their couples, their match is not proper. But here when we come in Baba's love, so we have to become like Baba, then only we can feel his power, so we can become like him. So that's the few points which I thought, the call of love, and I share. Om Shanti.